Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. 9-7, Matt is in South Korea, stationed overseas. Thank you for your service.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
No, we appreciate you. Yep. Thank you. Power in South Korea?
We do have power here, but I just wanted to call in and say all these guys are out here working hard on utilities companies. I got friends and family that work for the utilities out there, and half of them, they're Eversource employees. Half of them are natural gas guys, and they're just getting harassed for sitting around. And they don't even have anything to do with the electric side.
Mm. Oh, really? So what, they're sitting around in trucks because there's nothing to do, and then people drive up and harass them?
Yeah, or stopping to get lunch or whatever the case is, you know. But, you know, these guys are out here working hard on the electric side, so.
Right.
They are allowed to eat, by the way. They can't eat.
What branch of the military are you in, and what do you do?
I'm in the Air Force, stationed at Osan Air Base, South Korea. And I do munitions. I work on missiles over here.
Wow. Cool.
Any word from Kim Jong lately?
No. He stays pretty quiet. I don't think he wants to. I don't think he wants to find out what we have down here.
You have like his name painted on one.
Right? Classified.
That's a yes.
That's classified.
Right when we had the ships outside of Afghanistan and we were going after Bin Laden, we had folks radioing in to us that they're writing Chaz and AJ say hi on missiles they were sending over to Afghanistan.
Wow.
What's it like there? What's life like there?
It's it's different. I was just in New Mexico for the past 3 years. I'm here for another year now. It's a different lifestyle. It's just, everybody's here, mostly, with no family or anything like that. It's like restricted for most family here. So,
not easy.
But, so from Mexican food to Korean food, man, your colon's getting a workout.
I know I'm, experiencing it all. You gotta get all the cultures in, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when you live in Mexico for as long as you did, you realize how lucky we are here in America, right? Like most Americans don't experience what it's like in other countries.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how good Americans have it until they leave the country.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, because when we leave, we go on vacation, and where are we going to go?
Right.
We go to places that are equipped to handle Americans on vacation. So it's a different experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you don't get to experience it unless you're out, like, living in these countries for long terms.
All right. Well, you know what? You called in to defend utility workers, but, you know, when you put things in perspective for us. We're complaining because we're out of power for a couple of days. Here you are, you know, away from your family, living in weirdo countries to defend us. You don't even know us. So how old are you?
22.
Wow.
Look at you.
Wow.
Your parents must be very proud.
Yeah, grew up in Derby.
All right, Valley Boy.
Derby.
Okay. So it's kind of the same thing then.
Yeah. Easy on Derby.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
All right. Matt in South Korea, thanks for checking in, and thank you for your service, brother.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a good one.
All right, let me put you on hold. We're going to get your parents' name or whatever, and we'll call them later and say that you were on, and we'll send this audio to them.
All right, awesome.
Who's the maddest mayor in all of Connecticut? Well, on Thursday and Friday, it was Mayor Ganim of Bridgeport. Is he still the maddest mayor in Connecticut? Good morning, Mayor.
You know, mad makes it sound like I'm insane. I'm sure there's a group, maybe a large group that would agree with you on that. So I'll try and be monotone this morning. But good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. You sound more calm. How's Bridgeport doing in terms of power?
Yeah, better. And I do want to say there was a lot of outreach on Friday. Even line workers called. I don't know how they got my cell phone, but called and said, look, we want to help. We know there's some serious challenges about restoring power. And I said, look, do me a favor. Get to the seniors. Get to those that are handicapped or stuck with elevators in this heat. And they did. So I do want to do a positive and just thank them. And management called. And as you said, they're about 90% up. We've still got almost 1,000, I think. It's in the high hundreds that are still out in Bridgeport, and I know around the state. So there's progress being made. But it's 7 days now. Tomorrow will be 7 days.
Yep.
it's a heat wave again. So, this has got to be, we got to get people's power turned on. And then, I don't know whether it's public and private, everybody got to figure out how we prevent this. I don't care what way we do it from this happening again. And not to go backwards on where we were a few days ago, the level of arrogance is displayed. They turn around, it could be nice, but it's like talking to somebody from another planet sometimes. And they're nice, but they don't get it that people are out, they're suffering, some are in jeopardy. It's like, I felt like I was talking to the ambassador from Mars at one point about what was going on with the power outage in Bridgeport, I guess across Connecticut.
So Mayor Ganim of Bridgeport is on. And last week, you called them, what was it? A contingency.
Confederation of dunces, right?
Confederation of dunces.
That was it.
I don't mean to be offensive, but.
Manager actually said to you, don't call on this number. Don't call this number again, and hung up on
Click.
You.
Right.
Well, I said, don't call this number. And I was like, what are you talking? I said, I'm not calling for this isn't like a random call. Right. We've got thousands of people.
I'm representing the largest city of Connecticut. This isn't one person with power out.
I'm calling for Bridgeport.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you want? Give us an answer. Tell us what you're doing. And by the way, we want to help, too, if we can help. We've got all the trees. I can't see all the trees, but much of the tree removal is done. Now, our crews have been working 24/7.
So where would you say, Mayor, if you were at an 8 in terms of upset or energized on Friday, where are you today? What number on a 10 scale?
We're down to about a 3 because people have stepped up and given out food. I would say hundreds of meals have been distributed. I would like the utilities companies, and this isn't just me, and maybe you guys can join me on this. Something against their increase. Why don't we take it, and there's people who've lost all their food, all their groceries, some buy them at the beginning of the month. How about a $50 or $100 gift card for people so they can get back on their feet and get through maybe the next couple of weeks?
You know what's interesting? I had the same idea, Mayor. Over the weekend, you know, you go to a restaurant, you have a bad experience, and they comp the meal.
Yeah.
This month has been a bad month. Like, they screwed us on the July bill and then lost power. Seemed like they weren't ready. And this isn't against the linemen or the grounds crews.
No.
This is management.
No, they've been doing a great job.
Why wouldn't they just say, hey, you know what? August is going to be on us. How about that?
Yeah. It's on us.
Right.
And I'll tell you what. And then get ready for, God forbid, we have another storm. But people will remember that gesture of goodwill beyond all the tragedy and
never
the difficulties that people have suffered.
No. Let me tell you,
let's try it. I'm gonna actually ask them directly.
Have a press conference.
Yes.
We're going to send out a press release right now that Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim is requesting that UI and Eversource give gift cards to help families replace the food lost during the crisis.
Yeah, those that need them. I mean, those that need them or that request them. I don't think
people... don't do that, because then I don't get one.
Yeah, really? Come on.
You don't get... All right.
Yeah. I'm going to give mine to someone, but yeah. I want one,
That's
too.
Good.
Okay. Listen, I want to talk to you about a couple other things. The UI suit, does that go forward now, or does that go away?
That. Yeah, and I'll tell you what else we've asked them to do. And if I'm misguided on this, I'll be corrected. Why do they wait and not stay on top of tree trimming around these lines in anticipation? I think they're saving money on deferred maintenance, and that's what happens here. A lot of these branches that should be taken care of over a period of time. And the third thing we're asking for in there, at least in our areas, for Bridgeport, they should begin a process. This antiquated power lines up on telephone poles should be transitioned into underground conduits.
Okay.
Not only be safer.
Yeah. I agree with you. And then less outages. Yeah.
Less outages and aesthetically. That's what other places do. Every time we get a storm, they got to go chase down power lines and people out of power. If they had a better system in place, I don't say do it in a week, a month, or a year, but over a period of time, put a process in place to use conduits. I don't want to say condoms. I want to say.
No, different thing.
Boy, is that a soundbite.
Although we are screwed.
Put them underground.
Yeah.
Underground condoms. Gotcha.
Mayor Joe Ganim of Bridgeport on. You know, has
anyone. You guys better let me go now before we.
No. We got a couple. We got like one more.
It's okay.
Two more
it's
things
okay.
I want to talk to you about. All right. So, one is, has anyone from Bridgeport taken a ride over to Wallingford with a clipboard and a pen and a piece of paper and said, hey, so what's going on over here with your electricity? You're familiar with Wallingford, right? They have their own power company. They have the lowest rates. They're constantly upgrading. Someone called up and said they didn't have a lot of outages because they upgraded to this steel line. They also do tree work. So each quarter, they come in and they do a different section of town. They have the town, like, regioned out for tree work. So they're constantly doing tree work. And there's low taxes. So something's going on there that other cities should replicate, right? We don't need Eversource if we do that, right?
No.
I'm all for it. No, we have not taken the ride over there, but I did hear, I think, on your show about what they're doing there. I'd like to find out more about it. I'm thinking to myself, when these companies get bigger and distant, that's when you lose the ability to kind of have an impact on community relations and on results.
There's a tremendous pressure to make the shareholders happy, and we're not shareholders. We're customers. We're sack money, meat bags.
Way down
money.
The bottom of the list. Way down the bottom. Right.
Yeah. All right. Then one more thing, Mayor. The suit with the dog. Is that moving forward? The dog, you got bit on the airplane?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
Keep us posted.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
You filed a lot of suits in the last month.
Yeah.
You get a suit.
You get a suit.
You get a suit.
You get a suit. You get a suit.
Do I get a suit?
You don't know what happened to me when I was. See, I've got a phobia now on pit
dogs.
Bulls.
Oh, pit bulls.
Oh.
I love dogs in general, but when I was doing all that campaigning, I go to door to door, and one time I had two of these large ones come running. I said there was a beware dog sign, and the councilman was with me. He said, "Ah, don't worry about that. They won't bother you." Well, I got to the porch, and two big ones came out, and you know, you could see the sun beaming off the bright white fangs, and I was like, "Oh no,
fangs! They're not even teeth anymore."
The hounds from hell! The hounds from hell!
I jumped over the fence to get back out by the street. But the gate was open, and these guys were smart. They came around through the driveway. Now they're outside. I'm outside. We're looking at each other. I jump over the fence again to get inside, shut the gate. And I was like, I'm not sure this vote or signature, whatever was getting, was that important. We got out of town. But so from there on in, it's been a rough ride with me and dogs that I don't know.
Wow.
Joe Gatt, which side of the fence is he on?
That would be the funniest thing. You're driving down the street and you see the mayor hopping a fence.
Jumping over a fence with a clipboard in my hand.
Right. Wow, he's agile.
Just for that, you got my vote.
Yeah.
All right, Mayor, thanks for coming on.
Good
I appreciate
to see you.
It.
Thanks for all you do.
All right,
thank
brother.
You.
Thank you, Mayor Joe Ganim of Bridgeport. So he was at an 8 on a 10 scale of anger on Friday, and now he's down to a 3. But
well,
still about 1,000 customers out of power in Bridgeport. That's UI. Eversource is going to be on in the next break. Give us an update on that. I think they had a good weekend, really. And, you know, again, when we bitch and moan, we're complaining about the upper management.
Yes.
The folks making all the money and not reinvesting. Not the crews that
no.
are doing
right.
the work.
The hard workers.
I feel bad for them. I feel like when we had those four twisters come through, or we've had hurricanes in the past, when you see those utility trucks, you'd put your thumb up.
Yeah, you should.
It would be like the military coming through.
Right. Yeah.
It was all very positive.
Yeah.
Like, here, let me bring you out some coffee.
Some water,
here's
whatever.
A box of Joe.
Yeah.
And I think this time around they experienced a whole different, you know, sense of the community.
Yeah.
When are you gonna get my power? What the hell? Where you been?
Stop yelling at me!
Whatever patience people had was gone a long time ago.
Yep.
Gone.
Yep.
Yeah, gone. So I really want to know more about Wallingford. I really want to know more about Wallingford.
Need a man on the inside.
More towns need to do this and just say the big middle finger to the big power companies.
Right.
And then watch how fast all of a sudden the rates go down.
Yeah.
They start making deals. And I would love for we need one leader of a city or a town to say, we're going to do that. Now, we had somebody on who said, well, you can't do that. Eversource is so big. You can't just, you know, Wallingford doesn't have a lot of customers, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But, you know, there was at one point, AJ, somebody came forward and said, hey, I got this idea for a city. We're going to call it Rome.
Oh, hey.
And it's going to be made of, like, really hard buildings, and we're going to make a Colosseum and a bunch of other buildings that are hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
Huh. See?
Man.
And,
hey, they did it.
It's right here on the paper here.
Yep.
That's insane.
Well, how long do you think it's going to take to make?
Well, let me tell you, it's Going to be more than a day.
Yeah. We're
Rome will not be built in a day. I'll tell you that.
I know
right
it's going to burn that way, too. Right.
It's going to take some time to build this city, see?
Yeah, yeah. And worse, they were wearing togas and sandals the entire time.
That's
so
right.
Construction work in toga and sandals.
A lot of dust.
Yeah.
Then we're going to come up with some initials that some dummy's going to get tattooed on his arm.
XV11.
Actually, he's not a dummy. Wait, look there. Hold it's on.
Just,
he's listening to his daughter. She's a dummy.
Right. Dummy daughter.
It's daughter dummy.
It's XV111.
Dummy. All right, let's go to Mitch Griss from Eversource. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's Hi. Everybody down there?
Good. We're talking to people who still don't have power, so they're not doing good.
We get it. We know. The push is on to get these remaining 88,000 back on. Everybody's out there. Everybody's working round the clock, nonstop. And on we go. We're going to get you back on. We know what people are going through. We know the forecast that's coming and what people have been going through.
When do you think everyone will have power back?
As we've said, the vast majority of customers will have their power back by tomorrow night, just before midnight. Keep in mind, there are also some customers whose homes, their properties, will be so damaged that we're not able to safely connect the power. We will let them know what they have to do as far as repairs that need to be made.
Oh, boy.
Oops.
Yeah.
And so they'll have to get a private contractor out to fix whatever on the side of their house
before
you guys can re-energize the house. And they're responsible for that.
There is customer-owned equipment that they will be responsible for. We will let them know what needs to be done, and they will need to have an inspection. You know, hopefully, Chaz, these will be few, but I'm alerting customers that there may be some that we can't safely reconnect your power until certain things are done to your home.
Safeguards and criteria. Yep.
Wow, this is tough, especially in the heat.
Yes,
we have Kevin on another line here, whose son has special needs. They have no power. He has to work while his family's in the dark. It's tough for these remaining people are really having a tough time.
Yeah, we understand. It's tough out there. There's some major rebuilds going on of the electrical system. I mean, from the ground up, new utility poles, everything from the ground up, and on we go. We clearly understand the sense of urgency hasn't changed, and the push continues.
We believe the line crews are doing the best work ever.
Oh, yes.
So some folks drive past a parking lot and see 30 Eversource trucks. Explain to me that. They're waiting to be dispatched? Or what is the staging area, and why would you see 30 trucks parked after something like this happened?
All right. They could be waiting for assignments. They could be on a short rest break. They could be gathering equipment to continue back out on their assignments. There are numerous reasons. They work 16-plus hour days, these guys and ladies. They rest when they can. Now, of course, they'll have to hydrate as much as possible to keep them safe, and they need to watch out for each other. It's tough, dangerous work.
And hot.
I have a story here that the Secretary of State asked power companies to prioritize polling places for the Connecticut primary tomorrow.
Yes, seriously? We have been in touch with the Secretary of the State. She has provided the list of the polling places, and we're underway. We're making sure every polling place in our service area has power for tomorrow's primary.
So
it's kind of selfish.
When I have Kevin in Oxford on, who has a son with special needs, and they've been out of power for almost a week, do you think he thinks, oh, good, I'm glad they get these polling places up.
Yeah, get that vote out.
Right. It seems weird to divert. Like, I know you guys are just doing what the Secretary of State's asking, but doesn't it seem weird for the Secretary of State in a crisis like this to ask for polling places to be up?
We're more important.
Right.
Well,
I mean, we've got a heat wave coming.
I can assure you that while we're getting all the polling places back up, we are also pushing to get Kevin's power back on as quickly and safely as we can. We are not diverting resources. We're throwing everything we have out there. We have over 2,200 crews, Chaz, both line workers and tree workers all over the state. So I can assure you the push is on to get Kevin's power back on in Oxford. The push is on to get the polling places energized. We want to get everybody back on.
What does Eversource feel like could have been better here? What could they have done better?
Well, there will be time for lots of review.
Right.
But right now, the focus is on we have to get those folks. We have to get Kevin back on. Yeah. We have to get everybody back on. So that's where the focus is.
All right. Anything else we should know, Mitch?
Well, we're not quitting. No way. On we go. You know, we noted the vast majority by tomorrow night. And as I just shared with you, some may be heavily damaged and unable to reconnect. And we continue to remind customers to, you know, be safe. Watch for the down lines if there's still some in your neighborhood. Assume they're energized. If you're still on that generator, make sure it's away from that vent or window and far away from your home or business because of the possible issue of carbon monoxide poisoning. You know, things like that. And, you know, stay hydrated. Watch out for each other. And we're going to get this done.
All right, Mitch Gross, thanks for coming on and keeping us updated. Appreciate it. It's happened in South Korea. Oh. A gamer lost a bet during a live stream, had to light his crotch on fire for 5 seconds, probably the longest 5 seconds of his life.
Yes.
However, didn't have to manscape down there.
Bet's a bet.
Never does again.
Yeah. Right.
Was he wearing clothes?
I'm sure he was not.
Yes.
Here is 16 seconds of that.
His name is Toasty Ding Ding.
You don't have AJ's ass burning close to you.
My ass burnings?
I want to compare genitalia burn to ass burn.
Okay, yes.
All right. How is that close or how is that?
I take an ass burn over the other one.
Yeah, I get to admit.
Yeah, although you can't sit down.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
If I had to choose.
Yeah, if I had to choose between the front or the back, go with the back.
Exactly.
Yep. Kind of need the front.
AJ's a man of experience, so yeah. Listen to him.
Well, you need both. But,
you need both, yes, but I have to choose between the two.
Right.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Ow,
is that him there?
That's AJ.
Yeah.
Ow!
Oh my God.
That one.
Yeah.
That was a curly.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
Almost an Indian on the track. Oh!
Yeah, can you put that in a loop, just that spot right there?
You're not crying as much as our dumbass here did.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I'm a seasoned veteran.
Yeah. I'm very sorry I missed that.
They sound restless. It's the Burn Tuckus tribe.
Yeah, what's that animal in the back there?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, man. He ended up with second-degree burns.
Yep.
Well, that sounds right.
That's a long time.
So first degree is the lower end.
Yeah, third degree is the worst.
So he's right in the middle.
Right.
Ooh. Gotta wait to use
second
that.
Second degree on your junk.
Yeah.
Ow!
Exactly. He's toast.
Literally.
Wow. All right, that could be a stunt for AJ, right?
What?
Who's smarter?
Who?
AJ or Ashley?
Who's smarter?
Who's smarter?
Wow.
We're going to bring Ann on, a third grade teacher, and she's going to quiz both, and we'll find out.
All right.
Last time we played this, how'd it go?
Not so well for me.
I crushed him.
Well, you know, because I've been out of school a lot longer.
Crushed.
I think this one question and answer, 30-second clip, will give you all you need to know.
Okay.
Okay, AJ, which planet is closest to the sun?
The moon.
Ashley, would you like to give that one a try?
What do you mean?
Mars.
Oh, my God, both of you.
What?
The moon's not a planet?
It's better than the moon.
Is it Saturn?
No, it's Mercury. It's the first one.
Solar system.
AJ never got any good grades on when he put that.
So how the hell are we looking at the moon and not freaking Mercury? Answer me that.
Oh, And you know the fact that she didn't hang up right there.
Yes.
Says okay, everything you need to know.
She likes a challenge.
Her
apparently.
Level of patience.
Right.
How the hell are we looking at the moon?
Or she drinks early.
Closer to the sun, not to Earth.
Planet Moon.
Hey, you know, it looks like a planet to me. It's round, has green cheese.
I like the tone when she explained it to you. She's like, no. It's a moon.
So the moon's not a planet?
No, it's a moon.
Shut up. Can I ask you? I don't think so.
Okay.
This is tough. I'm on my punchy clown today.
I'm all nervous.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. Thanks
I don't
for
know yet.
Joining us.
I'm not sure
I
yet.
Have an apple here I brought for you. I shined it and everything.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I can't wait.
She's that.
Hang on,
that kid.
Right, but she breathed totally on it and rubbed it with her shirt. So
I gotta sneeze. Brown nose. What?
Can I tell you that I've never seen anyone preparing for a quiz doing stretches? Like she's
that
going for a
for
run.
Seriously?
Stretch it out. Loosen it up. Get ready.
That shows the level of intelligence right now.
Yeah, get the blood flowing.
Get the blood flowing.
I'm going to ace this one, man. Here we go.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here we go.
I'm very nervous. Okay.
All right. First question goes to AJ.
Okay, so just so you know, these are history questions, and it's the world history, U.S. history, and Connecticut history. That's what we're looking at.
I'm screwed. Good.
Okay, so this is a music history question, so I figured this is a good one to start with, AJ.
Ooh.
What company manufactured the first CDs in 1980?
What company? Yes. Manufacture the first CDs.
When you hear someone repeat the question
company?
Back.
So much trouble.
Now, is this a music company or a manufacturing company?
It's a manufacturing company. Good question.
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah, wrong show.
Okay. I'm going to say Joe's Vinyl. I have no idea. Shut up. What do you got?
I didn't know CDs were made of vinyl.
Yeah, apparently. Do you want the answer?
Yes.
Or are we going to let...
we're
going
to let Ashley try to steal? Hold on.
We could if you want.
Close that computer.
Yeah, close the computer.
Close it.
All right. Okay, I'm saying...
Oh, cheater!
So I say
don't
I win
worry.
By...
That is the worst.
I win by forfeit. I win because your
we
face is bright red.
Oh, my God. How do you know? She has to start at -1 now.
I think you lose a point for cheating.
Yeah, you start at -1.
Come
oh my God,
on,
AJ, you're
my
winning.
Answer yet.
AJ, you're winning.
Her little devious face, like she types it. She's got this face on, like,
tick it.
And then big smile, and she leans back. Like, I got this one.
Smart now.
And then, how did you know?
Oh, because you're like a tomato with big white teeth and bangs.
Did not work for the CIA.
You smiled so big, the reflection of your own screen was in your teeth.
Yeah, I know.
You know what, Ann? I don't know how much you make as a third grade teacher, but you do not make enough.
You know,
whatever you make, it's not enough.
Right.
What was the question again, and what was the answer?
So the question was, what company manufactured the first CDs in 1980? And the answer was Philips.
Oh. Philips. I would have guessed wrong.
Right.
Wow, you cheated and still would have got...
I couldn't even cheat right.
Duty.
That's what happens when you cheat.
Yep.
That's what happens when you cheat.
Cheat never wins.
So AJ is winning 0-1.
Right. Hey, I'll take it.
We got this. This is the smartest group of people
on
the radio.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Well, I have higher hopes as we go along.
Okay, keep
next question goes to Ashley.
Okay, Ashley. Sally Ride set a first for women. What did she do?
It has nothing to do with Mustang Sally.
Okay? Damn it, what'd you tell her that for?
She wrote the first newspaper. I have no idea.
Can I steal?
I have no idea.
Hold on.
Wow.
I've never heard of Sally before. Who's Sally?
Hold on.
Sally
Ride?
She was an astronaut.
Yep.
Oh, my God. This is a problem.
Yes!
But what did she do?
She wrote an exam. She was with astronauts. Okay, we're good.
Oh, wait. We didn't answer the question.
No, she was an astronaut.
What do you think she did? Okay, so as
she commanded the damn thing.
Oh, I know. Can I steal?
No, you can't.
Yeah, you answered.
You didn't answer correctly.
You
said she wrote a newspaper.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
From space.
From space. The first right. space.
The Space Gazette. Right. The Space Gazette.
She was in a newspaper.
Yeah, she
didn't
was.
Write
it's
the
It's called
newspaper.
The Constellation. Right. You don't get a copy?
What did she do? Is AJ's answer enough to get him a point?
Yeah, I think we can give him the
Thank
point.
You.
She went into space. Exactly. So astronauts go into space. We'll give it to you.
Okay.
I don't like history.
That was
right.
assumed by her being an
she
astronaut.
She was the first
Hello.
American woman in space.
Yeah. We know you mean.
Wow. All right. Next question.
Okay.
This goes to AJ, right?
Yes, for me now. Mm-hmm. She blew that one.
Okay. So who invented the lightning rod and bifocal glasses?
That was Ben Franklin, wasn't it?
That's right.
Thank Did you get these questions ahead of time?
What volume is
Everybody
that?
Knows that.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Just say.
Oh, my God. You didn't know that.
No, I knew that, but I didn't get that
I
question.
I didn't know that.
Did you see these questions ahead of time?
No.
All right.
Okay.
The
so
man
as-
with the kite, the string, the
yes,
key.
Right. The key. Yeah, I got that.
The first skull.
Yeah.
Yeah, first skull.
Right.
Also created the first fire department in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Right. Sure.
Okay.
Also said the turkey should be the bird
right.
for the
right.
United States
Instead
of America.
The eagle.
Yeah.
Right. Which for, oh, very tasty.
Next
All right,
question
I'm
goes
ready.
To Ashley. There's a 3-point swing here.
Wow.
Okay, Ashley, when the colonists revolted, what did they dump into Boston Harbor?
Tea!
There you go.
Yes!
That one.
You're at zero. Congratulations.
Then why'd you make a Y?
I got that one.
Where's MCA?
Please send me that sound bite.
Tea!
The most powerful tea ever said. How do you spell Tom? O-M.
Nice. Oh,
very good, Ashley.
Very good.
All right, we're playing Who's Smarter, AJ or Ashley. AJ's in the lead, 2-0. And our third grade teacher is asking them history questions. Who gets the next question?
I think Ashley does.
Yep.
Didn't she just have this one?
T!
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry,
I mean, I'll take another one.
How do you spell AJ?
No. It's not Taj.
Let's go over to
T. T.
All right. How do you spell teacher?
T.
Okay. There's other letters, but that's close enough.
Yes.
All right, Ann, what's your next question?
Cindy, a very popular boy band split up for good. Who were they?
A very popular boy band. Split it for good.
Did AJ get your whole question?
Yeah, you can't
What was the first few words?
Oh, in 1970, a very popular boy band.
1970.
Yep, split up for good. Who were they?
Oh, was it the Four Seasons?
No.
Frankie Valli and Four Seasons?
No.
Is that a boy band?
Well, they were kind. They didn't play instruments at first.
They always played instruments.
I gave it a shot.
Frankie Valli didn't play anything, but the other guys played. It was a band. 1970,
yeah.
Boy band.
Why is she raising her hand? Check her computer.
No, there's nothing up here right now. I didn't touch it.
There's something up there.
It's a guess for tomorrow.
Close it.
Uh-huh. In that case, you don't mind closing it.
Yeah, close it.
Ashley, no cheating. Come on.
I didn't. I really didn't that time. I really didn't.
Okay.
But I do have a guess.
All right.
Is it the Beatles?
Yep, it's the Beatles.
Boom!
Boy band?
Yes.
How
like
are they
the original
a boy,
band? Boy band.
How are they a boy band? They played
They're
instruments.
They're four boys.
They played instruments. It does not make them a boy band. This
yes,
question is tainted. I say
Shut
we,
up!
I need
I'm
to be
making a comeback.
I
tainted.
Say
we, How do you spell that?
T!
A-I-N.
T! T!
Were they considered
they
a boy band?
They weren't a boy band.
The original boy band. Yes, they were.
No, they were not.
Yes, they were. Check
no,
your facts.
They were not.
Check your facts.
I got your facts for hanging.
I did think boy band meant
singers.
Group of singers who
yeah.
dance.
They do consider them a boy band.
Okay. Who's they?
You're not arguing with the teacher, right?
Who's they?
That's an excellent point.
I'll bring it to the superintendent if I have to.
That's an excellent point. You don't want to argue with the teacher.
Sure you do.
Bad things happen.
You could wind up in the take a break station then.
Right. You get it. Oh, so no more corner with the dunce.
Vacation
the cap.
Station?
Vacation station.
Vacation
I love
station.
It.
Oh, I'd love to go on vacation station.
Right. That'll be changed.
All right. So she got that one because of the tainted question. Excuse me. I'm all angry over here, knocking things around.
All right, relax.
Sorry.
Okay, so Ashley got that one.
And I get another question.
And she gets the next question.
Because of boy band, which is BS, by the way. Starts with a B, like boy.
Okay.
All right, we have some Connecticut history now. So what famous Revolutionary War traitor is from Connecticut?
Benedict Arnold?
Benedict Arnold, he is.
Tease!
Boom! Yes,
score,
yes,
I did not think
she was getting it.
Give me a little faith.
Score is tied, and Ashley came from a 3-point deficit and has tied it up.
From negative numbers, AJ.
Because of a BS question. The Beatles were never a boy band.
Yes, they were. And
I am protesting that question.
It's not even a question for you.
I still might win.
Wait, Google that exact question. So 1970 popular boy band broke up, and just see what the answer is. We're fact-checking the teacher now, which is never
good. I don't
think
that's allowed.
Yes, it is.
No, she decides. She has the final decision. I just want to see what the internet says.
Nothing as a teacher, I don't consider the Beatles a boy band.
Well, it doesn't come right up.
So you have to like keep on looking? There. You have to keep on looking to find one that actually has the answer?
Some fictitious website?
They were a band, and it was all boys, so...
Yeah, but do you think boy band...
They played instruments. Paul McCartney did a little head bop thing. It's fine.
I have to tell you, third graders don't debate like this. This is, I like this healthy debate. I'm enjoying this.
Thank
Maybe
you.
I should teach adults.
Yeah, there you go. See, you need to teach me a lesson right now.
So there is some dispute on this, to be fair to AJ here. On Wikipedia, when you go to the history of the boy band, although generally described as a rock band, the highest selling band in the history, the Beatles are considered by a number of journalists as, quote, the first or the original boy band.
Journalists.
Before journalists. Anyone had thought of the term.
Stop not, being a sore loser, not, AJ.
We're not having
okay,
lost that.
So AJ gets the next question.
All right, here we go.
But did they break up in 1970?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the website I had. That's okay. We'll discuss this after class. It's fine.
AJ's going to be clapping the erasers.
I'm going to be drinking a beer.
Okay, so sticking with Connecticut history.
Okay.
The game of wiffle ball was invented in which Connecticut town?
I know.
Lower your hand there, Hyena. I want to say Naugatuck.
You no, and you should know this because it's come up so many times over 17
years. All right, I think
years.
I know the real...
Me.
Hold on.
Hey, relax. Relax, the hyena.
She gets the steal. Ashley?
Shelton.
Boom.
How's it an orange?
Boom.
Gotcha. Ashley takes the lead.
And we care because...
Because I'm winning!
Because it's a game. Ashley's come back from a 3-point deficit. The score right now is AJ 2, Ashley 3. And I know what you're thinking. How could she have had a 3-point deficit if AJ only has 2? Long story.
Yes.
And just figure it's us. Okay.
Right. Right. Cheating
so this
the
is
whole
the kind
lives.
Of thing that happens.
Right.
All right. And a third grade teacher is on asking them history questions. Next question goes to who?
To, I don't know, AJ.
I think it's me.
It's my job to keep track.
I stole his baseball with a ball question.
Right.
So.
Right. Right. You're right.
Right. Okay.
Next question goes to Ashley.
Okay. Ashley, people who moved west long ago to find land were called what?
Can I tell you the name of the movement?
No.
Who were the people?
Oh, damn it. they were gold something.
They were gold
during
something.
During Manifest Destiny, they were gold something.
Are you just saying terms?
No, it's called Manifest Destiny. Ask her. It's,
well, Manifest Destiny was the point, but... What were the people? Who? What did we call those people that traveled west?
So start with a...
T! I don't think it
does when it's a team.
Yes.
The Go Westerners.
Go Westerners.
I'm joking.
That's what their jerseys said. Yes. Yes. They play the gold something on us. No.
Do I get half
Keep in
credit?
Mind, these are third grade questions.
Right. Manifest Destiny.
I'm dizzy.
The gold diggers.
Those who moved west.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's a no.
Yes, yes.
AJ, you want to try to steal?
I'm going
to
give it a shot. Pioneers?
Yep, Pioneers.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I didn't get a bet. Do I get half credit?
It is a tie score right
Yay.
Now. Next question goes to AJ.
Okay, AJ, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so in 1990, what famous South African leader was released from jail after 27 years?
Oh my God. What the hell is his name again?
Oh, AJ.
Nelson Mandela.
Yay!
Yep, Nelson Mandela. You're on a roll today, AJ.
I was like a Desmond Tutu for a second. I was like, no, it wasn't him.
Okay. Ashley, if you blow this question, you lose.
She's sweating. I can see it.
She's actually standing up now.
Yeah. Okay.
Me too. I'm sweating now. Okay, so Ashley, what year did the Vietnam War end?
And this game goes to AJ!
I can't wait to hear this answer.
Congratulations, AJ.
Yay!
I have no idea.
Yay! Yay!
All right.
It was 1975.
I would have never gotten that.
Oh, I didn't think it was so deep into the 70s.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we had the boy band of 1970, so.
It was a boy band!
Wow, AJ.
Yay!
You won.
Yay!
Last time, Ashley won. Right. So next time is the death match.
It is. Real death match.
Oh.
Well, knives and everything.
You ever have a death match in your third grade class, Teach?
This week?
No, we never usually have a death. That's at recess, usually.
Give it time.
The question should all be about people who are either alive or dead.
Oh, nice. I like that match, one, right. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so much fun to start my week with. I love it.
You're so much fun.
Thank you.
And how are you with the back-to-school stuff? All ready to go?
All ready to go. Wherever they tell me to go, whatever they tell me to do, I will do to the best of my ability.
Hey, Girl Scout.
We appreciate you.
Don't forget your morning beverage on the way in.
Yes.
Tea!
Yeah, with whiskey in it.
I will. And Ashley, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
Yeah, luckily she's getting married.
You didn't win today, but you won in love.
Yes.
Oh, that's helpful. I like that.
Thank you, Teach.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great week.
All you right. too.
AJ.
Yay!
AJ!
Woo! When's the victory parade? When's the parade? We going down the Canyon of Heroes or what?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah? We'll follow quickly.
Okay, thank you. No confetti, huh?
You get started without us.
Fine.
Somebody don't like losing.
Nope.
Somebody got a sad face,
hey,
a mad
hey, AJ.
Face.
Meet you in the parking lot after school.
Okay.
No. Losing that one too.
No.
Right near the buses.
Right.
That's where the fight is. Who would like to win $25,000?
I would.
I could think of a person.
Me?
It's the PLR, Spectre Eye Care, greatest Bluefish tournament on earth. Now, for each different station, is it, like, for ICC, is it the WICC Spectre Eye Care, or do we know?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. So 95.9 The Fox and PLR, Spectre Eye Care, greatest Bluefish tournament on earth, going on the 29th through the 30th. Long Island Sound, $25,000 for the heaviest Bluefish. And Holly Green, she runs Shoreline Bait and Tackle in Clinton on the phone. Do you have power, Holly?
No, I do not. Running on generators since Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's got to be expensive.
Oh, that's okay. At least we're up and running, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Go ahead and look at it.
Yep.
Yeah. And,
yep.
Good. And are you ready for the Bluefish tournament?
We are.
All right.
Yep. Then, very excited.
What do you recommend for bait for Bluefish?
I would say probably bunker is your best bet.
Do you use the whole fish or just like parts of the fish?
The heads.
You can do either. Some people like to get three pieces out. Some people like to use them whole.
Gotcha.
Yep.
What do you like?
I would say probably whole.
Yeah, if you're going for the big one,
right?
The grand prize is $25,000. You want the big guy.
That's right.
Give him the big bait.
That's right.
The big brave fish going for the little fish. Gotcha.
That's right. Bigger the bait, bigger the fish.
How do you end up with a bait and tackle shop? How did that start?
Well, I grew up in Stony Creek, and we had a little shop down there. And then a friend of ours, who is a charter captain up here in Port Clinton Marina, which is where I'm located, there was an empty building here, and he brought us up, and we loved it here, and we opened up here.
And you've been fishing your whole life?
My whole life.
Well, it's a long time.
What's the biggest fish you caught?
Oh, boy, probably like a 40-pound striper, probably.
Now, do you, would you catch?
Oh, always. Otherwise, I would never keep it.
Gotcha.
Always.
And what about, do you have a fishing story? Or,
you know, do I have a what?
A fishing story.
Everyone's got a fishing story.
Well, my husband, years ago, when the contest first started, he was one of the people that went out in the boats and tagged the fish.
Oh.
Oh.
That's easy to do.
Do all the tagging. Yeah.
Because they tag, you're it, and they're gone.
Yep. Very hard to catch them again.
Exactly right. You're it for a long time.
Right.
Years he was it.
Yep.
Is there a...
We're located inside a beautiful marina right down here in Clinton Harbor. We have dockside service. You can drive right up in your boat. You can drive up in your car. Yep.
Well, if you drive up in your car, you're driving from the road, right? Yeah. Not the water.
Or the amphibic car.
Unless you have chitty chitty bang bang.
Right up in the boat.
I was going to say, unless you're James Bond. Boy, and he can do both at the same time.
Right.
Fish another day, yes.
And a lot of people just drive right up in their boat, and we run them down bait and ice and coffee, snacks, all kinds of stuff.
It's good that way.
Did you say smack or snacks?
Snacks.
Right. Wow.
Hey, you want a smack before you leave?
Hey, let me give you a smack.
Exactly right. Yeah. Fish harder.
Go on. Get out of here.
All right, so you're going to be open the whole time, 24 hours while this is going on, just to service the folks fishing.
Exactly.
Nice. Yep.
That is a smart
move. We'll have all kinds of bait and tackle and rods and reels and coffee and ice
and snacks.
Whatever you need.
There's your ice, AJ.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you have power, so that's good.
They're saying hopefully by Tuesday, if not Thursday, by the latest. But they're telling us hopefully by Tuesday we should have some power back on.
All right.
You should.
You ever get out in the boat to go fishing and get lost out there?
Never gotten lost, but yes, I've been out in boats.
All right. And then have you ever broken down or had to call sea tow or none of that?
Or just paddle?
See, you're too good at what you do. You don't have any great rescue stories. You ever get pulled off the boat by a real heavy fish?
Right.
Nope. I only floated out there probably for about 7 or 8 hours one time in the fog. That was probably my scariest.
Oh, okay.
In a boat or...
In a boat.
She was skinny dipping.
In a car.
Yep, in a boat.
She was just strapped to a buoy out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Right. Right.
Just floating around in the water.
Just right. being clear.
Yes.
So you ever pull a fish out of the water and have to punch it out or beat it with a club?
No, thank God.
Not yet, but the day's still early.
Yeah.
Well, one time a fish came out of the water and beat her with a club.
Exactly,
that was
right.
a crazy day.
Yeah. It took her a while. It was a robin.
Those fish you pull out of Bridgeport Harbor, boy, they're tough.
No, those are tagged already.
They're not taking any crap from anybody.
This one's got spray paint inside
Beat the crap out of you.
Yep, that's a tough fish, man.
Yeah.
It's got a piercing
So you ever hook your finger or, cut your hand on
several
a line
times.
Or something?
Yeah. Yep, several times. Yep, ended up in the hospital. Yep,
oh, hospital.
Damn.
How did,
oh, yeah,
hospital. How bad
into
was
my
that?
Bones, ligaments, tendons.
Ooh, your bones?
All right, wait a minute.
What
we're getting somewhere now. Holly Green runs Shoreline Bait Runners, Bait and Tackle, and Clinton, they're going to be open 24 hours for the 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament happening the 29th through the 30th. First place. It's $25,000 for the heaviest fish. You can register at the radio station website. So what brought you to the hospital? Tell us about that.
I was grabbing fishing rods that had hooks on them.
Right.
And one went through my finger into my bone, into my ligaments and tendons. And I tried to snip it and get it out, and it wasn't working.
Wow. Oof, you're
so
tough.
Therefore, I ended up in the hospital. Then they had to make 3 big slices in the end of my finger and get it out that way.
Wow. Now, do they weigh that and mount your finger and stuff like that? Or?
Yeah, they took a picture of her hanging on the line.
Right. She's holding the rod in her finger.
Her finger comes out from the wall and
so
things
to you.
So does
that catch as you got that catch or your pole gets that one?
I think she does. Technically, it's a tie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She'll call you Holy, not Holly.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely was an ouch.
You're a toughie.
I am a toughie.
Yeah.
Don't mess
you don't
with her.
Sound like you take any crap if, you get a...
I don't take any crap.
Yeah. You get a jerk in there. You say, get out of here. I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm not going to take any crap.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll spare myself.
Stage 4 lung and brain cancer now for 8 years.
Wow.
What? What?
Really?
And that's not going to take me down, so a damn hook ain't going to take me
down.
That's
right, lady.
Oh, yeah. You're the best.
That's right. I love you.
Yeah. AJ loves you.
Yeah, yep. No, it's cool. You know, she's a fighter. It's awesome.
That's right. 82 pounds and feisty.
There you go.
Oh, my
How about
God.
This? I would like to, for charity,
uh-oh,
have you do a boxing match with AJ.
Why boxing? She's a Fisher
sure.
person. Really?
Right.
For sure.
Really? Okay.
My money's on Holly.
My money is on Holly. Holly
That's
is taking
right.
AJ out in the first few seconds of the very first round.
And so I'm knocking over
Absolutely.
Fishing boots.
Where would you, where yep. what, how, what would your technique be on that one, Holly?
Just talking.
Knock him right out.
Yeah.
First punch.
Where would you, what would you aim for? What would your first punch be directed to?
Whatever I could reach. I'm pretty tiny.
Gotcha.
We know where you're going.
All right. So when you punch my, when you punch my nipples.
Think a little lower, maybe.
Yeah.
A little lower.
Well, God bless you.
Yes. That'll punch
Kick
back.
Kick ass Holly. That's what I'm calling you. Kick ass Holly. All right, yep. Holly Green runs Shoreline Bait Runners, Bait and Tackle in Clinton. Going to be open 24 hours during the radio station Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament. More information linked up at the radio station website. We will be calling you again, Holly. We love you.
Yep.
Terrific, and I love you guys.
Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.